Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The Joint Oireachtas Committee on Health has again been examining the now abandoned secondment of Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Holohan to the role of Professor of Public Health Strategy and Leadership at Trinity College Dublin. Dr. Holohan was to have an open-ended secondment paid by the Department of Health via the Health Research Board and could also engage in private work. After the controversy arose, the CMO said he would no longer be taking up the post and would be retiring from the department this summer. This morning, Robert Watt, the Departmental General Secretary, told an Oireachtas committee that he didn't want it to be leaked that the CMO was moving on while the COVID pandemic was still at large.
The minister knew the generality, but of course he wasn't involved in the details of the proposal. We thought that was appropriate.
Given the
circumstances, but obviously with the benefit of hindsight, we should have done differently. We should have socialised it differently. We were very conscious to do it in an appropriate fashion, and we wanted to, at various stages when the conversations were taking place, there was still the disease. We didn't want to be leaked that the CMO was thinking about moving on. We didn't think that would be good, so we tried to manage it in a sensible way, given the challenges that we faced, and given that this ultimately is a personnel matter.
In relation to the Trinity post, Dr. Holohan said his ambition was to remain in the public service, and he did not rule out taking up the job if asked again.
And that was my motivation. But as I said, when I saw that the way that this was unfolding, what I didn't want to do was to hang on and continue to perpetuate, insofar as, and I'm not suggesting that I was in a position to exercise control over how this would play out, but that insofar as that was a factor, that I would make a clear decision and make that decision quickly and early. And that's what I did.
Okay. Could you be persuaded to think again?
Well, nobody thus far has sought to persuade me. So, okay. I mean, that's a hypothetical situation if I say to you with respect.
Okay, but it's not a no.
No, it wasn't a no.
No, okay.
Dr. Tony Holohan, and before that, Robert Watt, General Secretary of the Department of Health, speaking at the Oireachtas Committee on Health today. Let's have a word with our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Both of them in today to answer questions from committee members. Micheál, did we learn anything new about this whole controversy?
Well, I think, Brian, the focus very much on that letter written by Robert Watt to the Provost of Trinity College and really the opposition and indeed some government politicians too, zoning in on that in particular and saying, in the words of the Sinn Féin health spokesperson David Cullinan, that Robert Watt, by writing it and committing money that is the €2 million for research funding every year over 10 years, had lost the run of himself, he said. Robert Watt rejecting that characterisation, saying that this was never an agreement but merely a letter of intent. And it does seem like that letter remains the politically controversial point. Indeed, the Fine Gael senator and of course solicitor Colin Burke saying that when something is put down like that on paper, it is effectively an agreement, and if the other side agreed to it, well then it becomes a contract. So that was the focus in large scale, in many ways, of today's deliberations.
And separately, an announcement from former Minister Joe McHugh of Fine Gael, Micheál, that he'll be standing down at the next election.
Yes, Joe McHugh, who has been in Leinster House 20 years and elected to the Dáil since 2007, a senator before that, says he wants to spend more time with his three children as they grow older, and politics is a 24/7 job. Of course, this is significant in many ways. One of the big issues in Donegal is the MICA redress scheme, something that government is still grappling with and is still proving quite a challenge for them. And I think Joe McHugh's decision, while it is about spending more time with family, will be interpreted as illustrating in the clearest terms just how challenging that will be for government politicians at the next election. As for Fine Gael too, this is a prominent party figure, someone who has been at cabinet both as an education minister and also as a chief whip, departing, of course, the party, returning the last time with 35 seats. Owen Murphy has already exited the fold, and now Joe McHugh saying he won't stand next time either, and that makes it fairly challenging for Fine Gael to try and retain a seat in Fine Gael in Donegal next time.
All right. Micheál Lehan, thanks very much indeed for that.